Okay, I'm Chaim, I'm a sexaholic.
Chaim.
Step 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. As we mentioned in step 1, it's all about me, myself, and I. I don't care about my wife, my children, life, the people I hurt. I'm drunk, I'm out there, and I'm acting out. Step 2 is removing myself from the I and becoming a we. Step 3 confirms that by made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. Again, the idea of I can't do it myself. Me alone ends up going out there. When we're a we, when we're an our, when it's a group, when it's together we're doing this, we have the capability of doing it. I think it's very important to keep that throughout the steps, that I can't do this alone. I need to be part of a group and doing this together. For me, myself, and I, when I did step 3, it was a crucial change in my whole program, and this turned my life around. And I think when you hear from other people, I think step 3 was the turning point of most people's recovery. So it's an opportunity, if we really zoom in on step 3 and focus, it's a new life. It's a new life. You know, when something goes on, I become so angry, so resentful, and hurting, and I'm in pain. Step 3 is all about literally turning my will over to God, to recognizing that I don't run the show anyway, so why am I getting so frustrated about and angry? It's the true acceptance of, and this is the acceptance of God, of His world. The reason why, when you hear meetings, I can't live anymore, I'm in so much pain, I'm hurting, I don't know what to do, my job, my wife, my children, me, myself, my brain, it's really, I found for myself, it's really not about what's going on. It's all about one thing. I don't accept God's will for me at this moment. That's the whole issue on the table. When I'm screaming and yelling about my boss, about my workers, about people in recovery, about family, it's not about my parents. It's about, do I accept at this moment what my Father has done? And the answer is no. If I'm willing to give my will and my life over to the care of God, I'm going to accept it. If pain comes up, a trauma of childhood, and this and that, it's not about the childhood trauma. I could sit in therapy forever about the childhood trauma. But it's not really about that. It's about right now, right here, am I willing to give my will over to the care of God? Last night I was on the way out to a bar mitzvah, and my wife, I see her like looking around, and I'm like, what's going on? And basically, told right now, she can't find her jewelry box, and in there was diamond rings and her diamond watch, and a crap load of money, and also a lot of sentimental value. That moment, obviously my first reaction is, what? You don't know where it is? What? Took a deep breath. Am I, at this moment, willing to give my will over to the care of God? I have all the right to be upset. I have all the right to be frustrated. I have all the right to rage. I have all the right. Am I, at this moment, willing to make a decision to turn my will over to the care of God? And what I found, this is a crucial change of attitude. The whole program, if you look through the big book says there's only one thing that we're trying to accomplish in all of this. We're trying to get a different change of attitude. I used to do it this way. Today, I'm trying to do it a different way. This way didn't work, because that's what got me here. So today, I'm trying to do it a different way. If I'm doing it this way, then I'm going to get these results that I've been getting the last 20 years, 30 years. So step 3 for me is such a crucial change of attitude. My whole attitude, my whole outlook, my whole everything needs to go through. Is this aligned with God's will? Is this really what God wants? And most of the time, I found for myself, if I'm in a situation where I'm so furious at my wife, I literally just want to rip her. I want to say that nasty comment. I'm justified, it's right, I'm furious. She's. That was this path. That path didn't work for me. It's a spiritual attitude change. A change of, in the past, I was so geared into work and so focused on work and what's going to be. That didn't work for me. Am I willing today to change the attitude? And a lot of times you see people in program who are still acting out. They could be doing their steps, they could go into meeting, they're still acting out. They still didn't shift this change of attitude of, this is the way you used to go in the past. Am I willing to do it different? The people that are recovering are those people that are humble themselves enough to their sponsors and people that came before them, that if this is what you tell me to do, I'm going to do it, even though I don't understand. That is, for me, the shift of attitude that happened in step three. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. He says it in the white book, and he also says it in the big book. I want to read it because it was so powerful for me when I saw it. He says over there that the only people that... The first requirement is that we be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. Again, the first requirement is that we be convinced, we need to be convinced of this, that any life run on self-will will hardly be a success. That means if I'm working this program on my will, how I perceive it, how I understand it, what my brain tells me, how many meetings I need to go to, how my brain tells me what work I need to do to overcome the obsession of lust, what I need to do to remove myself from the group. If it's about I, it's hardly going to be a success. The change of attitude over here is so important to remove myself from here and get to here. So basically, any conflict for me, I went through a period, and I really bring it to the group as a whole for the next week. Any conflict, any feeling, any emotion, any anger, any resentment, any fear, am I aligned in God's will, or is this in my will? And it's an exercise, and sometimes you'll be like, I'm not sure. But that's where you make the phone call. The phone call is not, there's a wrong thing in program. We think the phone call is just a bitch. The phone call is to change. I'm here, I'm angry, I'm resentful, like the reading said, and I need your help to get me here. The phone call is not just to curse out God and drop the phone. That's what I did in the past. The phone call is not only about to share my frustration or feelings. How do I shift the attitude? The meeting is not for me just to come and tell everybody. Everybody gets 2 minutes of saying where they're holding. Okay, so you got in a fight. So basically, I walk out of a meeting. You got in a fight with your mother. You were resentful. You this. You that. Okay, very good. Now what? Everybody just told over their 2 minute last 24 hours. It's about all of us as a group changing from I, my frustration. I'm angry. I'm upset. My boss. My money. Me. Shifting over the attitude to align myself in God's will. And if we don't do that, it's hardly a success. So one thing I would bring to the group very strongly is trying to do that as a group, is really intuitively calming ourselves down when the resentment hits and when that fear hits or that frustration hits. I did it this way. If I do it again this way, I'm going to get the same results. A. And then B is to really work on the third step prayer. The third step prayer, to stop and really think about the words. The third step prayer for me is one of them. Till today, when I hit my knees in the morning, if I calmly say over that third step prayer, I promise you a feeling will overcome you like you never felt in your life. Do it. It's a weird feeling. If you close your eyes and you get on your knees, I do it sometimes in the bathroom. I do it sometimes just randomly. If you get on your knees and you literally just simply close your eyes and slowly think about the words, God, I offer myself to thee, which is exactly everything we're saying over here. I'm offering me to you. I'm not about you taking care of me. And I'm angry at you. And you need to give me more of this. And why this? And how come this? It's about me offering myself to thee, to build with me, and to do with me as thy will. Again, I'm giving my will over to God. He could do whatever he wants with me. And to build with me, to lift me up above that, and to do with me as thy will. Relieve me of the bondage of self. Again, relieve me of the bondage of self. I'm here, bring me here. So I may better do thy will. Once again, Not, again, living in the world of you do for me, you do for me, you do for me, God, and that's why I'm frustrated and angry, but rather, again, shifting from this side to the other side. Take away my difficulties so that the victory over them may be a witness to what? Not again so I can live the good life and have more money and everybody is so happy with me. No, so I could be of service again to you, God, to your children, to your people. And we finish it off with thy will not mine be done. Again, thy will not mine be done. The big book says it so many times. To walk around all day with that slogan in my head, thy will not mine be done. If I'm angry, if I'm frustrated, if work, if things didn't work out in my life, is this about my will not God's be done? Or is it about God's will not mine be done? Which one is it? What am I doing here? If I'm in tuned and lined up with God's will, it's such a different life. So literally, I would suggest for the next, we're meeting up Wednesday. What I put out there is a few things. First of all, again, the reading in the white book is very small, but it's so brilliant. He writes it literally, it's a few pages. Read it in the white book. Read it a few times if you can. Meditate on the third step prayer. If you don't know by heart, he has it in the white book. Get on your knees, do it. And write down 10 things of where you find yourself, where it's hard for you to get in line with God's will. It was very hard for me to get in line with God's will with my wife.
That is for sure. 10 things are going to happen this week that are not going to be my will.
No, even in the past. Even in the past. Anything. For me, myself, it was very hard for me to align myself with God's will when it came to my wife. I didn't think she was right for me. Am I willing to align myself with God? Take a deep breath and say, thy will not mine be done. Today, I'm the happiest man that I married this woman more than anybody else in the entire world. Of course I want to have sex with that woman. Today, I'm in line with God's will. I am intuitively thrilled that this woman is my wife. With my child, I have a child that's very difficult. Really difficult. And sometimes everybody has like that one child, you know? Some of us is like to do. But you have that child, you just want to wring their neck, right? Am I willing, for me, in synagogue, when I was in synagogue, what I would do is sometimes close my eyes, say the third step prayer, during a song, sometimes it's a form of meditation, and literally offer my child, physically feel like I'm giving my child over to God. 10 things like that. In work, I'm really frustrating. I lost that big deal. Am I willing to say, thy will not mine be done, and offer that deal over to God? Basically, everything we're doing again is going from this side of negative, of pain, to this side of happiness. And to the level, he writes this in the white book, to the level that we do this, we will find serenity, we will find happiness, we will find contentness. And I could sit there and, yeah, but to the level that we stop and go back and say, thy will not mine be done. And I'll finish off with this last thing. Why do I need to do this for? Not because I'm a saint, not because I'm trying to be Moses. I need to do this because otherwise I will masturbate and watch porn. I don't have a choice whether I want to do this or not, is what I'm getting at. I need to do this because the other result is acting out. So with lust, am I willing to today, I have the first thought of I want to cruise, I have the first thought I want to click, I have the first thought I want to just see on a good news web. Am I willing to align myself with God's will? Thy will, not mine be done. And the way I do that is by calling other people and asking them, what do you believe is God's will for me? Primarily my sponsor, primarily old-timers who could have a little more clarity and see the bigger picture. But if I'm just calling and just letting off steam, so on and so forth, which I think is important, I also call and just scream it out or yell it out or curse it out. But then I need to get into God's will. So the reading, the writing of the 10 things, the constantly thinking, is this allied with God's will? The hitting the needs, the meditating on step 3 is getting into this. And once, think about this, once I have this really in the fiber of my being, is it hard then step 4? Is it hard to give up my character defects? Nothing in life becomes hard. It's almost like we start floating above reality. And it's a real reality. You sometimes can feel like you're literally flowing above reality. My wife told me she never thought when, if she tells me I'm not in the mood of sex, that I could be okay. I never thought. How could you be okay with not having sex? To be able to be above reality. To be able to say, wow, that woman is hot. And I do want to stare at her. And wow, yeah. To be able to say, thy will not my be done. To be able to get above reality. This is the fundamental point of an entire recovery. To the level that we get this into our beings and the level of our happiness. Thy will not my be done. Let's wrap it up.